Tenor saxophonist Dewey Redman, who died last year, had recorded as a sideman with Ornette Coleman, Keith Jarrett, Pat Metheny, and Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra. He also led and recorded with his own groups and fathered another tenor saxophonist, Joshua Redman. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Dewey Redman never quite got the acclaim he deserved, and that a just reissued album from 1982 shows how good he really was.
Saxophonist Dewey Redman could be tough to pin down. A fine blues and ballad player, when the mood hit him, he could play half-hour solos full of fire and beautifully developed ideas. Even so, some jazz fans lumped him in with the avant-garde because he first attracted attention as alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman's sidekick in the 1960s. But even when he played Coleman's licks, they came out in Redman's deep, gruff tenor voice. The resemblance between Dewey Redman's and Ornette Coleman's playing may reflect their shared roots. They knew each other since high school back in Fort Worth. In jazz, to call a saxophonist from those parts a Texas tenor conveys that they have a shouting tone and a strong connection to the blues. The label fits Redman. This music is from his fine 1982 album, The Struggle Continues, just back out on ECM. It shows how versatile Redman could be, and contains what may be the heaviest blues in the ECM catalog. It's called Turn Over, Baby. Redman's quartet on The Struggle Continues includes Ornette's old drummer, the New Orleans great Edward Blackwell, bassist Mark Helias, a Redman regular and one of Blackwell's favorite rhythm partners, and the too little heard from pianist Charles Eubanks. They can push the saxophonist hard or lay back when he wants to show off his pretty tone. It's lustrous on the waltz Love Is, where Redman glides along, milking a few phrases. Redman's The Struggle Continues, with five of his tunes, plus Charlie Parker's Dewey Square, was his best bid for the widespread success that always eluded him. Redman never quite succeeded in getting lumped with modern tenor masters like Sonny Rollins, Jimmy Heath, and Clifford Jordan. In the 90s, it made me cringe when Dewey would introduce himself on stage as Joshua Redman's father. No disrespect to the younger Mr. Redman, but his dad was the man. His records could be problematic for various reasons, But the struggle continues, plays to Dewey Redman's strengths as much as any album he ever made. That's good reason to be glad it's back.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed the Dewey Redman reissue, The Struggle Continues.